law enforcement is taking another crack at a concerted effort to reduce violent crime. The Pittsburgh Initiative to Reduce Crime, or PERC, began in 2010, but faded out within 4 years. The police bureau has now created the Group Violence Intervention Unit to reduce gun violence. Mayor Bill Peduto told 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin that Pittsburgh Task Force is one of six nationwide receiving federal assistance.
This unit has been very proactive in identifying who the actors are. So we're no longer going into a neighborhood with a saturation patrol and basically creating a second feeling of vulnerability in a neighborhood after they've already been subject to violent crime, then feeling like the police are coming.
Shock and awe?
Shock and awe, yeah. I think that what we're actually targeting the individuals, and we're treating them as a unit. It's not the gangs of the past. These groups are less affiliated by geography and more about territory of dealing. What we do is make sure that they understand that if one person acts in a violent way, the entire group is going to be putting the pressure on.
Is this a multi-jurisdictional proposal as well? You were on council when PERC was created, and let's face it, PERC failed.
It would never had the buy-in of the command staff. The difference is we have an entirely new command staff, and this command staff have taken this initiative for group violence very seriously. They view it as a way, again, to prevent crime, not trying to solve crime, and they have a very professional unit that is committed, and it comes all the way from the chief through the bureau. I think that's the biggest difference, that you now have a police bureau that is engaged with the community. The multi-levels of this aren't simply federal, local police. It's federal, local police with community. And if community is not a part of this, it doesn't succeed as well.
The Pittsburgh Initiative to Reduce Crime, did it fail because there was a sense at the local level, at the local police level, that they were being big-footed by the feds?
I don't know if they felt that it was the feds that were trying to control the Pittsburgh Bureau of Police back then. And I have spoken with those that were involved who were part of our command staff now. The concerns that they had back then was more around the entire initiative itself. We were doing saturation patrols back then. We were going into neighborhoods with a lot of officers and just showing the flag. Today, we have a command staff and the rank and file that want to be able to heal relations between police and community, work with community, be able to utilize these methods of group interaction that make everyone understand that you are responsible if you're a member of that group, to provide an opportunity outside of crime to individuals, and then if they decide to act in ways that are criminal, going after all.
That was the intent of PERC. I believe they were going to even use the RICO to make sure that the federal penalties, which are harsher than local penalties, and that would be sort of the stick. So is there a stick here as well?
I don't know if we can still pursue a RICO act on these groups, but what we're doing now is not just offering the stick, but offering the carrot, which is going to these young people before they screw up and get involved in something that will be a criminal activity, targeting, identifying them as individuals and saying, you got two paths in life. You don't only have one. We can take you down this other path that's going to break you away from these guys who are going to destroy your life, or you can decide to stay with them, and if you do, we're coming after all of you.
But they have to want to take that path.
They have to want to take that path, but in some cases, they have to be shown it. In some cases, they've never seen that path. In some cases, our officers identifying them, reaching out, will be not only the ones who will eventually arrest them, but be the ones who will eventually save them.
Mr. Mayor, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.